I saw you're going to be at the Connect Beyond Festival this weekend.
Yep.
Is that correct? Tomorrow night you're playing? Oh, Diana Wortham. I wanted to ask you also about your song film. I saw the trailer for the song film about the Japanese internment camps.
Yeah.
Where are you at in the process with that?
We're editing, like, fiercely. My co-director is also the editor, so he lives in Bozeman, Montana.
Okay.
So we're just feverishly putting this movie together. Still kind of like working out the exact story, but hopefully we'll be done by the summer.
Okay. So what was that? Do you want to say anything about the concept of the song film and what was that experience like?
Well, I spent the whole last year kind of traveling to the United States and talking to people and going to these internment sites. And they're actually called incarceration centers. Yeah, but I went and a lot went on. I kind of underwent a change in myself. Like, so as normally I'd spend a lot of time just making music and trying to make people happy, but then I got in the own, the process of kind of really understanding myself as a minority in this country. And so it's about identity, but like being a minority or even being white or being black, or like how that feels, and how by understanding another person's situation or identity, you can create empathy for that individual and therefore, you know, just be more compassionate and understanding towards anybody's situation. So basically that's the gist of the film. And then and I wrote songs all as I was traveling, you know, to serve as the underscore for the movie. We filmed me actually making the album. So the creation of the music is also part of the film. And as well as it being a documentary about World War II history and just, you know, relearning American history in general.
So a lot of the music was created while you were shooting the film?
Yeah. So there, you know, I try and create little scenes in my head, and I try and write songs that are like that. And sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. But, there's a couple instances where it's actually connected to the location. Other times it's because, you know, I'm the co-director. It's an artistic statement, you know, on two levels. One, the story and the vision, and the other is that it's the music and art is like a driving factor in how to create empathy.
Oh, definitely. I was, I also saw you were on kind of a TED Talk where you talked about, this was like 2013, I think, where you talked about the 151A, the meaning behind that.
Oh, yeah.
Does that kind of connect it to that experience, like the improvisation?
Yeah, I'm all about improvisation. So it's like, I think it's something that all musicians can do, or anybody can do, really. You know, if you have a conversation, like me and you, you know, we're talking, you listen to me, you don't have robotic answers. You know, you make up something based on your language.
Mm-hmm.
And so improvisation is like, for me, improvisation is really just another step. You learn a language on an instrument, and then you can communicate in a way that you know, from yourself internally. So that's the way I see it. So I like these interactions because it connects me, and I think music is really great, and that's how that functions at that level.
I kind of feel like that's one of the whole main themes of the Connect Beyond Festival, is just how we're all connected through music. What have you felt like with the improvisation? What have been like the risks you felt doing that kind of improv, either on stage or when you're doing in the studio? And what are the
risks?
Yeah, what are the risks involved with like kind of maybe going too far into improv? And do you feel like you lose your audience at all? Or is it kind of just like a journey you take them on? You know, do you do it more on stage or like when you are creating?
Well, I think it's definitely easier to do on stage because it's kind of a performance art. In the studio, you have to be really careful. And I actually had one of the songs I had was like, I put this really cool keyboard jazz solo, you know, not me, but like I got a great pianist to play like a really ripping jazz solo on it.
Nice.
And I thought it was awesome because it reminds me of a lot of albums from the 70s that I like. And I'm a jazz musician too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that, you know, I'm making this movie about empathy, and I realize how connected like soloing is to just like kind of toxic masculinity and just like peacocking. You know, it's just like, it's basically, yeah, it's just, you're showboating. You're trying to basically dominate other musicians by just showing how awesome you are, you know. And that's kind of, and also to see, like, to show people how knowledgeable you are.
Right.
You know, it's kind of elitist too. So, so I took the solo out and actually made the song better. This is more mellow vibe, and it, you know, the vibe is just basically interrupted by just this masculinity,
right,
which I pumped into my music a lot, you know. But making this film kind of actually, I understood that sometimes, you know, that's not what it's. I mean, as a male, I feel like it's, you know, you struggle with that, but with, you know, competitiveness, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it, you don't have to, you know, and
I think
myself.
As a female too,
yeah.
You know, when you're, I'm kind of singing right now in a harmonic group, and
mm-hmm.
it's that feeling of like, how do you balance each other without trying to outdo each other? And how do you create a complementary sound? So I could see where, as if like instrumentally
yeah.
you're breaking off away from the group, it's like, there's a lot of pressure there. I would imagine.
Yeah, and when you take, when you know, everybody wants to take a lead, you know, maybe some people don't, but like there's people who want to take the lead
mm-hmm.
and like shine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, and it's like, you wonder, is it like, you have to really find that balance of, and that's what improvisation is defining that balance of, are you communicating, or are you really just showing off?
Right.
You know, so that's, you know, that's the, that, you know, I thought I knew it until I caught myself this time around. I was really surprised.
I think people do that in conversation too.
Oh, just like name dropping or like using big words.
Yeah, yeah. Or saying they're part of a female harmonic group. You know, like
okay. Ah, caught you. Caught
just
red-handed.
You know, we try to connect on these different levels, but also we're kind of like, here's something I do that's cool.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering back to talking about your film. And can you pronounce the name of the film? Because I didn't know exactly how to pronounce it.
Yeah, it's Omoi Yari. Omoi Yari. Omoi Yari.
And what does that word mean?
It's a Japanese word. It means, it's kind of, it's about having a consideration for other people. It's like kind of having empathy.
Okay.
You know, for somebody, but in a, not in an academic way, but more like doing good for other people by thinking about them. You know?
Right. Empathy in action kind of thing.
Yeah, I think, yeah, empathy in action. That just sounds really academic, but it's not really, it's just something.
It sounds like it should be like a group that comes to a middle school and like gives a pep talk. Empathy in action.
Empathy in action, yeah.
Yeah, they have like their own t-shirts and everything.
yeah.
So what would you want, because I'm a teacher, and I'm wondering, like from what you learned through this whole experience, what would you want to communicate to the younger generation about that experience of the Japanese internment camps in World War II?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, it's a really great lesson in that, you know, they're obviously, it's basically a failure of leadership. And when you know, it's one thing when you have just normal people in hysteria about a group of people that they don't understand, like i.e. like Muslims or immigrants today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't understand, then you can let fear overcome you. And then basically what happened 75 years ago is that the leaders were also wrapped up in this hysteria and basically incarcerated people who were basically completely innocent,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just succumbed to a lot of media hysteria and then just a lot of corporate interests, like agricultural interests and just like straight up racism, you know, so. It's just a warning, really, to not let fear drive you to do things to harm other people. Yeah, that's really the main message, I guess.
That's an awesome message.
Great.
Well, is there anything you're excited about for the festival this weekend? Anybody you want to see when you're there? Or are you going to be kind of just there for your show and then heading out?
Well, I don't know what's going on Friday. I'm just there for Friday. Bob Boylan's an old friend of mine. He really gave me my start.
Nice.
He was, you know, at NPR, he really, really kind of introduced me to the world. So I'm really grateful to him, and he's really active and kind of like superstar music journalist. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Does that?
Is
he in World Cafe? Bob Boylan.
He's like the NPR music
like All Songs Considered
Yes.
creator. So he's like the head music critic at NPR
Nice.
Music, and kind of drove, really created NPR Music, and so he's interviewing, I guess he's interviewing me or something. I don't really know exactly what I'm doing on Friday.
Well, if
I
when
don't
he
think
interviews
he's
you,
in
if he accidentally like hangs up on you, then please let me know so it'll make me feel
it.
better.
No, he's gonna be there.
Oh, he's gonna
No, he's
be there
there.
in
He's
person.
he's part of this festival. He's
Nice.
curating a lot of these. Some he has something to do with this festival. I don't know. He was here last year too, apparently.
Right. I know you probably don't like to be compared to other artists, I would imagine, but do you ever listen to Andrew Bird?
Do it. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love Andrew Bird. One of his albums, Mysterious Production of Eggs, like I think it's one of his first ones, it might be his first one, was really instrumental to me. Just a really great album. I just like listen to it all the time.
That is a
And
really
I went
great
to go see
album.
him. What's that?
Where did you see him?
I saw him in New York once at the Bowery Ballroom, and it was just him and his drummer. And he was looping a little bit. He was looping a lot. But then that's when I realized that, I had a band back then, but that kind of planted the seed to be like, oh, you don't have to play your album songs exactly like the way they sound on the album. You can like interpret them, And that's when I started like looping myself. Well, later when I started looping, I realized that, hey, you can just kind of like, you can reinterpret them for the stage solo if you want, and people still get it if the song is strong,
Right.
or if your energy is good. And so it's like I think that was the first time I saw it. Like, oh, I think he got criticized by like it's lacking elements of the album, but it's like who cares? If you want to hear the album, you should just stay at home and just listen to the album. If you want to see
Exactly.
the artist like making an attempt to, to communicate with you in front of your face, then that's what live music is. So yeah, he's great.
I thought of him when I
Other
heard your song, Honey Body.
oh
And
okay
just like the language that you use too, because he uses such rich language and you're throwing out words like dodecahedron. Was that, did I say it right? Dodecahedron.
dodecahedron. I
Yeah.
wonder if I'm the only I wonder if I'm the only person who uses dodecahedron in an indie rock music song.
I bet you could like set a record for that or something. Yeah.
Really, like the first person to use dodecahedron in a song.
Right.
Maybe that'd be. I always like being first something, So maybe
Definitely.
that could be something.
I just wanted to say thank you for talking with me today.
Well, thank you for the interview. I appreciate it.
Thank
Thanks for
you.
calling.